if there's ever a case that we're working where I need to work 30 hours straight or 35 hours straight or something like that, and those cases do happen occasionally, I'm not going to put in for overtime.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. Hi, I'm Mike Butler, and today's episode, the topic's going to be, should you work overtime on your job? So if you're working your full-time job and you're investing in real estate, I struggled with this one years ago. And one time I had the opportunity to work overtime, and I did so, and it cost me about $40,000. Now, what do you mean, Mike? Well, everybody, when you have a job, generally likes overtime because you make more per hour. You're trading your hours for dollars. Well, I was working overtime doing my long-term undercover police detective work. We were on some kind of project or surveillance or doing something. I don't know what it was, but I was working overtime. And back then I had a pager, and I had my pager set up so it could have a couple of numbers on it. One of them was for real estate. And so my pager went off, and I called in and with my bag phone and listened to it. And it was a seller who had a house for sale on Peachtree. There was a street name. I still remember this. I'll never forget it. And long story short, this house back then was probably worth about $80,000, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on a corner lot. And I couldn't get to it and couldn't meet the motivated seller because I was working overtime. So anyway, I continued working my overtime, and then I think I called the folks the next day, and they had already sold the property. How much did they sell it for? $30,000. So another investor, in fact, they told me who they sold it to, and it was somebody that I knew, one of my fellow investors who did not have a job and was doing real estate full time. He bought it for $30,000. And I just cringed, okay? I cringed. He's a full-time investor who still lived at home. So guess what I did? From that moment on, I never worked any overtime unless it was required. And so the way our local government, the police department anyway, the way it's set up is each little department has a budget. And so the third district had their own budget, and the first district had theirs. So they had all these districts, plus they had, I don't know, the detective bureau, and then they had ours, which was the ignorance unit. We have a budget. And so factored into that budget is a dollar amount for overtime for the employees, the detectives, the sergeants, the lieutenants, and the captains were salaried. And so what I did, there were like maybe 5 detectives in my unit. And I told them, I said, hey guys, I'm not going to work any overtime. You guys can split it up among yourselves. And I told this to the bosses too. I said, I don't want any overtime, but here's what I'm going to do. If there's ever a case that we're working where I need to work 30 hours straight or 35 hours straight or something like that, and those cases do happen occasionally, I'm not going to put in for overtime. So leave me alone during the week. Okay, leave me alone during the week. You can have all my overtime. And if we have a real good case going, count me in. I'll be there right behind you, supporting you all the way. Now, just a little sidebar note here is prior to me going up to that unit, I was the go get them head honcho, just trying to put bad guys and gals away for as long as I can. And I was a detective that got results, let's say. Okay. And so I gave 110% effort. Well, that takes a whole lot of time. You're going to court and this and that. And so I said, you know what? I don't want to be the lead detective anymore. I'll be the best assistant that ever was, but I don't want to be the lead detective. And so that's what I did. So should you work overtime on your job? Now, your job details and requirements and all, I don't know anything about it. It might be union related. You may be in a factory or cubicle or this and that. But I want to ask you this. Should you work overtime on your job? All right. Now, here's a question to ask yourself. Do you really want to get 20 nice rentals paid for and do it safely and legally in 3 to 5 years? So if that is your goal, you're going to have to work that job stuff as least amount that you can, because nobody is going to give this stuff and put it in your lap for free. So how serious are you about your real estate? What are your real estate goals for this year, for the next 3 to 5 years? If you're really serious about your real estate, you want to get those 20 nice rentals paid for in 3 to 5 years, it's going to dump $10,000 a month in your pocket. I'm going to encourage you not to work overtime on your job. I'm going to encourage you to take that time and invest it in real estate. I said the time, invest your time into real estate. Maybe that's making offers. Maybe that's going to an education seminar, boot camp, workshop, webinar, whatever. But try to not work any overtime so you can devote that time to achieving your goal of getting those 20 nice rentals paid for in 3 to 5 years. So that's about all I got to say on this one. So see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5 Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.